الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي درود شریف پڑھ لیں Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, just to continue from where we left off in the last session, we were covering the last few days and the events that had taken place in the auspicious life of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 2 days before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Yawm al-Sabt is translated as Saturday. For the first time, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out from his chamber, from his hujra, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu moved out back from that position where he was, usually in the front where the Imam leads the prayers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came forward. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pushed Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq that he should remain seated where he was, and Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam sat next to him. And after that, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up, and he was in the front, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq stood slightly behind him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the Zuhr Salah, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an was the Mukabbir for that Salah. Mukabbir means the one who repeats the Takbirat after the Takbirat of the Imam. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we did not have the technology that is there, the mic systems, speakers, etc. And for a long time there was a debate within the fuqaha'i ahnaf whether it is permissible to use a mic to say your takbir, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an stood next to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, a clear indication that khilafat must be given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali was there radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar Farooq was there. Family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. Khalifa, is that right? Aagaya, mashallah. He's a man who's always here. You have to respect brothers, mashallah. Jinka jo darja ho. And Hazrat Abbas was there, radiallahu ta'ala an. And with Hazrat Abbas also his two sons. So everyone from the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were there. But yet Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is saying, Hazrat Abu Bakr must stand next to me. And just today before coming, I had verified a hadith in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh, which I would wish to relate because it's relevant to the topic. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said to the companions that pen and paper must be given to him, And after that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and looking at the condition of Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, it is better not to give him pen and paper now. This is more taklif, more painful for Huzur alayhi salatu wasallam. The ulama say Hazrat Ali was also there, and Hazrat Abbas was also there. And they also agreed to what Hazrat Umar Farooq had said. Baat samjh aayi? Dalail ko yaad rakhi. They agreed. And when Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was in the room, Hazrat Aisha is the narrator. She says that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said to me that my wish was to write down the name of Abu Bakr Siddiq, that he is to be the Khalifa after me. But perhaps Allah does not will that in a way, because I did not write it. And he said to Hazrat Aisha that I know that the companions will choose none other but Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, because that is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a hadith in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, or Tarjumatul Bab, the title underneath under which the hadith is mentioned. Imam Bukhari has written Babul Istikhlaf, which means that a chapter when you appoint someone as your representative or a khalifa. And under that heading, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this hadith, which means that even the firm opinion of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi is that on that piece of paper, if anything was to be written, it would have been the name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. To ulta, naam Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq ka hona chahiye. Baat samjh aa rahi hai? So on a Saturday, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the Zuhr Salah, whilst Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was the mukabbir for that Salah. And on a Sunday, very quickly, I did mention this in the last session, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam freed his slaves. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave charity. The only amount that he had was 7 dinars. And even that he gave, all in the path of Allah. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had some items of jihad, which he would use when he would go for jihad, some weapons, sword, etc. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gifted that to the Muslimin. Hadiya de diya, sahaba-e kiram ajma'in. Wahi wo talwar milti hai kisi ne, Zulfiqar ki talwar wagaira le li. Ab sallallahu alayhi, this was all done on a Sunday. After the Sunday, on a Monday morning, when the azan for Fajr was given, that Fajr, that time, is perhaps the most unique occasion in the entire life of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we look at the kafiyat, the position, the state of Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in and their relationship with Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, when the azan was given, every single sahabi at that time was in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will notice that some of the akabirin have said that when death draws near, it so happens that that individual will meet everyone. It so happens. It is quite a coincidence, perhaps. But everything is from the will of Allah. But usually you will hear that he will say that he met everyone, all his family members. He would not even go to one place, but on that day or in that night he went there to meet, and he meets everybody, and then death comes. Subhanallah. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his room, in his hujra. Every single sahabi was there. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was right in the front where the musalla is. Mere paani lekar aaye Khalid sahab. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الشيطان بھی چھوڑتا نہیں ہے انسان کو. Been there for a few days or what? Make sure if you don't see me in Fajr. Yeah. On a Monday, Fajr Salah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in his Hujra. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was right in the front of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For the first time, Huzur Alayhi Salatu Wasallam sat up, and with the help of the Ahl Bayt that were there, Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the curtain should be removed from the door of the Hujra. And for the first time, when Huzur Alayhi Salatu Wasallam looked on his right hand side to the companions, all the Sahaba Kiram Ajma'een were in the masjid. And all of them say that the only description we can give at that time, Noor to Thahi, Huzur Alayhi Salam ke chehre par. He was the most beautiful human being in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beautiful that Hazrat Aisha would say that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam's beauty is nothing compared to the beauty of Huzur alayhi salam. So when we talk about the beauty, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is exempted. Second number pe Yusuf alayhi salam. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خوبصورتی ایسی تھی. حضرت صحابہ کرام اجمعین, they say كأنه ورقة مصحف. حضور علیہ السلام's face was full of نور and glowing. They say that as if someone had opened up one page of the Quran in front of him. میں اور آپ تو قرآن کریم کو کھولتے رہتے ہیں, کبھی نور ہم نے دیکھا ہی نہیں. These were صحابہ کرام اجمعین. But when they read the Quran, they could physically feel the anwar, the light, the نور. ان کی حالت کچھ الگ ہو جاتی تھی. اللہ اکبر. حضرت فاطمہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ would stand up in the night, all night in Qiyam, in Tahajjud, and when the Muazzin would give Adhan, As-salatu khayrun min al-nawm, she would say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and she would complain to her Lord, and she would say, Allah, your night is very short for me. Your night is very short for me. Allahu Akbar. Kaisi ibadat. That is why in the hadith it comes, Salasun man kunna fihi wajada halawat al-iman. There are three things that if someone has them inside, then they will taste, physically taste the sweetness of iman. The first thing is that nothing is dear to them in this world more than Allah and His Messenger. Allah and His Messenger are most beloved to him. Nothing of this dunya is greater to them as compared to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, my respected brothers, Sahaba kiram ajma'een, they got this position because of the intense love that they had for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is ittiba', to follow Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, that is very important. But ittiba' will only come when you have a lot of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that love should also be in accordance to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then that is ibadat, otherwise it is not ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. كأنه ورقة مصحف. Sahaba kiram ajma'een were just looking at the nur that was coming out from one side. Subhanallah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, this was his habit. Every time it was time for salah, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq would, his eyes would be set upon the hujra of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hoping that now Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come out and lead the companions to the salat. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at every single sahabi and smiled at them. And this was the last mile. This was the last glimpse that some of the companions had for Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And after that, Sallallahu alayhi wasallam put back the curtain on the entry of the hujra of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's room. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq stood up and he led the people to Fajr Salah. After Fajr Salah, straight away Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala entered the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. All the maharim were there and the close companions were there in front of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Abbas, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Fazl radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was on one side. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq came and he looked at Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Now sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked much better than his previous condition. Much better. He was good in health. So much so that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq took permission from Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, if you allow me, today you look good and well, then I must visit one of my family in As-Sana, which is not far away on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and gave him permission. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam's condition got so good, so everything was fine with Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, that Hazrat Osama also came and he says, Ya Rasulullah, if you want for me to go towards Syria with all the Muslimin and the Muslim army, I can proceed right now, for I see that your health is getting better. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at him and did not say anything to Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala an. After that, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an to chale gaye. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Fatima was someone very, very close to Huzur alayhi salatu wasallam. It is said that anybody who saw Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha walk, it was as if Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was walking. The face was like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, they say that Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein, both of them looked like Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Both of them. Anybody who saw Hazrat Hassan, anybody who saw Hazrat Hussein, naturally would fall in love with them. Naturally. Hazrat Hassan ke mutalik to aata hai, he had so many wives. So many wives. For he was so beautiful, so beautiful. Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But Hazrat Hassan ke mutalik to aata. Grand sahaba-e kiram ajma'in would come to him and they would say, Ya Hassan, oh grandson of the Prophet, this is my daughter, get married. This is my daughter, get married. And there was no other intention, the only intention was so that the auspicious blood, that line can come into their family also. Wo silsila chalta rahe. That was the only maqsad, nothing more than that. Because the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is pure and clean. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until Hazrat Amina and until Hazrat Imam al-Mahdi, and because Imam al-Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala an will also be from the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in that entire line, no women, none of the women, nobody has fornicated. Kisi ne zina nahi kiya. Sari ki sari aurtein bilkul paak, bilkul saaf, bilkul paak. And this was the status of Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was that lady. When Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam would see her, sallallahu alayhi wasallam would stand. Very few amongst the companions had that status, that if Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was seated, then he would not stand. But when it came to his daughter Hazrat Fatima, sallallahu alayhi wasallam would stand. This was the fatherly love that he gave to his daughters. Today it is the opposite. Mother and father like boys more than They like their sons more than their daughters. It shouldn't be like that. You should love everyone, all your children, equally. Alhamdulillah. And you should not show any form of someone who is your favorite to you. You should not show that. Even the ustaz, it is very, very important. Yes, for hikmat purpose, it is something else. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Anzilu nasa manazilahum. Hazrat Fatima came, and Hazrat Fatima started to cry. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting in the hujra, and he said to everyone there that I wish to speak to my daughter alone. And Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha came. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, come close, I want to whisper something in your ears. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came close, Hazrat Fatima came close, and Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam whispered something into the ears. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was there, not far. And she saw that after Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had whispered in the ears, Hazrat Fatima started to cry even more. More tears came out from her eyes. She started to cry. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam then again got hold of her and says, Fatima, come close to me. And Hazrat Fatima came close again for the second time and whispered in her ear again for the second time. And then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that now her face changed completely. There was a smile on her face. She was happy. Allahu Akbar. This was a private conversation between father and daughter. When she stood up, it is said that Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still in pain, and she says, oh, my dear father is in pain, and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are, and I have written it here so I don't make any mistake in the hadith of Rasulullah, لَيْسَ عَلَىٰ أَبِيكَ كَرْبٌ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ, that for your father after this day he will have no pain. These are the words of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When she stood up, Hazrat Aisha was the mother and daughter. So Hazrat Aisha said to Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Fatima ki walida kaun bhai? Hazrat Fatima ki walida? Hazrat Khadija. 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 Khadijatul Kubra. Kya naam hai? Khadijatul Kubra. She is the mother. Hazrat Aisha said to her, O Fatima, what did your father whisper inside your ears? And she was not being inquisitive. It was the habit of the companions that they would narrate the hadith from Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever they heard. And this was the habit of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and also other great sahabis, that whatever they heard, they would say, this is what Huzur alayhi salatu was salam had said. This is what Huzur alayhi salatu was salam had said. So it would benefit the ummah entirely. But Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha said that this was a private conversation between me and the father. And I think it was the wish of Rasulullah that I must not inform, should not divulge information right now. And she stayed quiet. She did not inform Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Only later on, after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of honor and respect, she came to Hazrat Aisha and she says, Ya oh my mother, my father said to me that, O Fatima, your father has got a choice of dunya and akhirah. Your father has chosen the akhirah over this dunya. And I haven't got much now to live. This is the last few moments with me. And saying that, Hazrat Fatima started to cry. And the second whispering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he gave me basharat, glad tidings, and he said to me, O Fatima, from amongst all my companions, you will be the first one to come and meet me. Ye mu'ajiza hai yani? And after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 6 months, abhi mukammal hi huye, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away. Only 6 months. And she was the first lady after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to meet him. And she was so happy. مجھے اور آپ کو کوئی کہہ دے کہ 6 مہینے کے بعد 7 مہینے کے بعد تمہیں جانا ہے, ہم نے خواب میں دیکھا, خالد کیا کیفیت ہو میری اور آپ کی, what کیسا خواب تم نے دیکھا بھائی, what kind of dreams are you seeing, you want to send me there so quickly, سبحان اللہ. But these were صحابہ کرام اجمعین, that for them the love of the آخرت was greater than this دنیا, the love of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was the greatest in their hearts. She knew that the final abode is Jannah with Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And these were some of the events that had taken place. It is also said that for 3 continuous days, Hazrat Jibreel Amin would come and greet Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam and ask him of his health, how his health is. Jisko hum iyadat kehte hain. Kya kehte hain? Iyadat. For continuous 3 days. And if we count the 3 days, it means that he came on a Saturday. And every time Jibreel Amin came, what he would do is, he would greet Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam, and he would say, Inna Rabbaka yukri'uka salam, that your Lord gives you salams, O Prophet of Allah. How is your health? And Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam would talk to Hazrat Jibreel Amin. And on a Sunday again, Jibreel Amin came. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to him. And on the final day, the last day, it is said that Jibreel Amin came with 2 more angels. Jibreel bhi the, saath saath, 2 aur bhi malaika. Before we go into that, in the hadith it also comes that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now resting on the legs, the thighs of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka sar mubarak yahan, and that was a comfortable position for Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Hazrat Abdul Rahman, the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, came to greet him. And when he came, Hazrat Abdul Rahman had a miswak. He was using the miswak, and he came. When he saw Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, he took the miswak out from his mouth and he put it on the side. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam made ishara. Hazrat Aisha understood, and she said to Huzur alayhi salam, O Prophet of Allah, do you wish to use miswak? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, yes, miswak. Hazrat Aisha took her miswak out and put it into her mouth to soften the top part of the miswak, and then put it into the auspicious mouth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also made miswak. This is towards the end, one of the last amal, the last sunnah was also the miswak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why after this hadith the ulama have said, anyone who is in the habit of making amal on this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is said that the agony and the pain of sakarat and death is made easy upon him, and Allah gives him the tawfiq to read the shahada, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, before the ruh comes out from the body. So it is a great sunnah, great amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My young friends that are here, get into the habit of doing miswak, the great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the last amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam would look up towards the ceiling. Going back to what I previously said, on the last day, on a Monday, before Chasht and after Fajr Salah, that period of time, a lot of things happened. Hazrat Jibreel Amin came, and with him, this is in the Wafa of Allama Jawzi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he has mentioned this, another angel came whose name was Ismail. Hazrat Ismail. Hazrat Ismail is that angel who is responsible for the winds. It is said that from the time Allah created this dunya, he has never set foot on the ground and has never gone up in the heavens. He is just there suspended between the earth and the heavens. Bus. And it is said that 70,000 angels are under him. He is the Amir of them. And for the first time, he came with Hazrat Jibreel Amin to greet Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With that angel, another angel was also there. And that angel was Malakul Maut. Malakul Maut. And in this riwayat of Khasaisul Kubra, this hadith is in Tabarani Sharif. The narrator Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says that Ja'a Malakul Maut ila Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi marazihi, that the angel of death came to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. And Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an was also in the room. Of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Ali, Ali, vacate the room, go out, for someone is here to see me. And Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an went outside. And Malakul Maut came to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, greeted Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, and asked him how his health was, with such love and affection. And he said to Huzur alayhi salam, O Prophet of Allah, if you wish to stay in this dunya more, then the choice is entirely up to you. Or if you wish, the time is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to come to you now. And if you wish for me to take your ruh from your auspicious body now, I am prepared to do that. With great respect, Hazrat Jibreel Amin is there, Hazrat Ismail is there, and Malakul Maut is also there. It is said when Hazrat Malakul Maut was speaking to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at Jibreel Amin. Looked at Jibreel Amin and asked Jibreel Amin, what Malakul Maut is saying to me? Does he give me a choice? Hazrat Malakul Maut said again, Ya Rasulullah, I give you a choice. Allah has given you a choice. In the hadith it comes that for every Nabi, when the ruh comes out from the body, it is done with great care. That is why the famous hadith, once Hazrat Malakul Maut was not very careful. He went to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam in a human form. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam slapped him. Because the adab of asking and everything was not there perhaps. And this was something to occur, and it is in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam slapped him. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, their status and darja is greater than generally the malaika, the angels, and especially Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that point, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Malakul Maut that my wish is to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was communicating with the malaika, the angels. Here Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is seeing something else. And she says that when I was speaking to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not pay any attention to me. The only words that came out from the mouth of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam was, Allahumma Rafiq al-A'la, Allahumma Rafiq al-A'la. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam was looking up towards the ceiling of the hujra. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that now I knew that Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam is giving permission to Malakul Maut that I wish to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. When the ruh of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam came out, these are the words that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, لَمْ أَجِدْ رِيحًا قَطُّ أَطْيَبَ مِنْهَا. In my entire life, I have never ever experienced such fragrance. But at that time, when Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in that condition, and when ruh came out, that was fragrance of Jannah. Asi ruh mubarak ki khushbu nikli. Hazrat Aisha says that it is not something of this dunya. And she did not know first what it was. She thought maybe it is the malaika, the angels that are there. Only later on she said that I realized that this khushbu was from the ruh of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith it also comes that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying to Hazrat Aisha, La ilaha illallah. And he said that إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ سَكَرَاتٍ, that verily at the time of death, sakarat is a difficult moment. That is why, my respected brothers, in the hadith it comes that always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma a'inna ala ghamaratil maut wa sakaratil maut. Allah help us at the time of sakarat. Sakarat, Allahu Akbar, Allah save us. Every man has to go through sakarat. And it is said that when the ruh comes out, it comes out from the bottom section of the body first, and until it comes, gets to the throat, and it stops here. And then depending on the a'mal, the condition of that individual, if his a'mal have been good, then the ruh is taken out with ease. If his a'mal have not been so good, may Allah save us, then with slight difficulty, inshallah ta'ala, if he is a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for him. Nevertheless, this is the dua that we have to ask from Allah. Allahumma a'inna ala ghamaratil maut wa sakaratil maut. Pata nahi, aap logo ne kabhi dekha hai sakarat? Sakarat ke maut? Sakarat, what happens at the time of sakarat? It is very, very difficult. Even Fir'aun, at that time of sakarat, he said, Rabbi Musa wa Harun, now I bring iman on Musa alayhi salam's Lord and Harun alayhi salam's Lord. Now I bring iman. But it was too late. In the hadith it comes when a person starts to do ghar-ghar, that is the takleef, when the ruh comes out. Then at that time, the book of deed is shut and closed. No kalima, no nothing is accepted after that. No subhanallah is accepted after that. That is why, my respected brothers, every subhanallah right now is priceless and precious. Shaitan, Allahu Akbar, deceives us. And we feel that we are healthy now. We are to live for another 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And go in the Qabristan and you will see young men, 35, 40, 45, 50. Today if you are 65, subhanallah, 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 you must do the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Young men, in the youth, people are dying. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, we cannot waste time now at all. Abhi hal mein, mere paas ye bachi pad rahi thi, mashallah. In Portugal. She was so young when she was studying by me in Portugal. Later on, mashallah, we sent her to Darul Uloom. And in Portugal, where there is no such thing as parda, well, at that time anyway, for a lady to do hijab, these young girls, the first batch, a team of young girls, were the first ladies to do hijab in Andalusia, in that beautiful country which Muslims ruled for 850 years, every woman was in hijab. Great scholars with beard and amama would sit, scientists, mashallah, engineers, doctors, bare bare log, great ulama, muhaddis and mufassir, subhanallah. And these young girls, first batch of that class, mashallah, 8 or 9, and they became alima, and when they came back, mashallah, they were in hijab. Younger, subhanallah. And she was suffering from cancer. Allah Pak, mujhe aapko shifa de. She was in the month of Ramadan, she went in the hospital thinking that she will come out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed everything. And she died at that tender age of only being 20. Kitne khwab honge abba ke walid ke, meri bachi jawan hogi, shaadi karegi, bachcha hoga, ye hoga, ye hoga. What happens, my respected brothers? We haven't got assurance that Malakul Maut will come to us and we will still have time. We won't have time, my respected brothers. That is why every minute that we have, we should make sure that it is utilized in the right way, in the correct way. Gunaon se to pura pura bache. And if you commit sins, then repent straight away. Do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kaman la zambala. And such beautiful Muslims they are today, after Jummah, and this man is not sitting here today. A man came to me, out of the blue. I have not seen him at all. He is not one from my congregation here. And he came to me, I want to speak to you for 5 minutes. I said, okay, meet me downstairs in class number one. I had to meet a few people. I went downstairs and he sat there. And he goes to me, Mani Saab, I have a friend. And these are his words, Wallahu A'la. He said to me, I have a friend. And this friend of mine has this guilt inside him. He said that he was working for this firm, he's still working there. And he was invited for this party, every Christmas Eve ki party wagera jo hoti hai inki. And there was alcohol there and also food there. And there is a possibility pork was also there. And because of the pressure, peer pressure and pressure from the friends and everything that was there, this Muslim, a simple man, he says that, I ate everything that was there and also drank a bit. But he's got Iman in his heart. That light of Iman is there. And now he is feeling guilty. He said that I cannot go to an Imam, to an Alim to explain this to him. Will you go on my behalf and explain to the Imam Sahib? And whatever he says that I have to do, I am prepared to do. And I said to him, what do you mean prepared to do? He says, well, in the Quran it comes that if you fornicate and if you're married, one is put to death by stone to death. And otherwise someone is whipped. And in the time of Hazrat Umar, if you drank alcohol. Now look at the sincerity that is there. He has done everything wrong, but yet he comes because he has the Iman that is there. And he's saying, whatever I have to do, I will do. I said to him, you don't have to do nothing. All you have to do is go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sit somewhere alone, lift up your hands and shed tears and cry to your Lord and repent to Him and say to Him, Allah forgive me, with sincerity, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. With sincerity and do tawbah that Allah, I shall never ever do any sins again as such. Allah will forgive all your sins. He got so happy, he says, bas? I says, yes, bas. Why in the hadith it comes, At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kaman la zambala. When someone repents with sincerity, it is as if though he has never committed any sin. He did not commit that sin. Ye gunah ho jaye, meri azizo, to foran kya kar liya jaye? Tawbah kiya jaye. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ruh Mubarak came out in that manner. And the ulama say the day was Monday. That is why in the hadith it comes up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that, fast on a Monday because on that day I was born. Because on that day I was born. Up sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's date, age at the time of death was 63 years and 4 days. There is a lot of differences with regards to the age of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the ulama have said it was Monday, the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, the 11th Hijri, of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's age was 63 years and 4 days. Of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise was such that the companions would say, وما رأيت يوما كان أقبح ولا أظلم من يوم مات فيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The greatest day for us, a day of great joy, was when Huzur alayhi salatu was salam left Makkah and migrated and came to Madinatul Munawwara. And the most painful day for us was when Huzur alayhi salatu was salam passed away. In the hadith, it comes also that, and this is a hadith narrated by Abu Na'im, the narrator is Hazrat Ali, لما قبض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the ruh of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken out from the auspicious body of Huzur alayhi salam, it is said for the first time Malakul Maut was crying. Malakul Mauti baqiyan ila sama. As he took the ruh Mubarak, there was tears in the eyes of Malakul Maut. This was never the condition of Malakul Maut, very strong in his character. But when it came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it says, baqiyan ila sama. And it is said that he would say that when he came with the ruh of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, everyone in the heavens stood in respect. And the words that were was, wa muhammada, wa muhammada, wa muhammada. This is a word in of great honor in the name of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is wa muhammada, wa muhammada. This was the demise of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Abbas, the family members were there. They noticed that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was now in this position that he did not move at all. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha sensed that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has departed now from this dunya. And as information was given out to the companions in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this news broke out to Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, it was very difficult to control Hazrat Umar Farooq. Hazrat Umar Farooq had taken out his sword in the masjid. And he said that there are some munafiqeen here who are saying that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has passed away. And if they say that in front of me, I will cut off their head from their body. And he was in a different state. Some of the companions ran out from the masjid and went into the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. It is said about one Sahabi who was mustajab al-da'awat, when news came to him, very spontaneously he lifted up his hands and he said, Ya Allah, I don't need my eyes anymore. It will give me great pain that I come in Masjid Nabawi and I see that beautiful place where Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam sat empty. This will give me a lot of pain. I'd rather be blind. And because he was mustajab al-da'awat, that his dua is accepted, he became blind instantly. Aisa bhi ishq dunya mein dekha hai mere azizo. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was not. It was panic and chaos. Mere azizo, mere aur aapke rishtedar ka intiqal ho jata hai, hum kaise hairan ho jate. Sayyidul awwalin wal akhirin. Ushaq, anbiya alayhim salatu wa sallam. Sayyidul awwalin wal akhirin, that position. Very difficult. Everyone sat in the masjid, did not know what to do. Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar is the only one talking, walking from one end to the masjid to the other end, walking from one area to the other area, and he is convincing himself and saying to the companions, what is the matter with you? You know that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam also went to his Rabb, to Allah, for a period of time and he came back. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has gone. He went for Mi'raj, he has gone, he will come back. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is with us. And when news was given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq calm. These again the characteristics of a khalifa, of khilafat that was given to him. And Allah give Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an jazai khair. At that delicate moment, my respected brothers, when in the masjid were also the hypocrites, the munafiqeen that were there from before, waiting to take advantage, to break the unity of the companions, to break them completely. اللہ اکبر. ایک طرف تو حضرت عمر فاروق کی تلوار, سب خاموش. حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ comes and he sees حضرت عمر فاروق walking from one end to another end to the masjid without saying anything. حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ comes in the hujra and he uncovers the auspicious face of Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam and he tends down and the first thing he does is he kisses the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he kisses the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he looked at Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam and he knew straight away. After that he went straight into the masjid. And this khutbah of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, Allah give him jazai khair. This is a mark of a man who is kamil. That is why everybody is radiyallahu ta'ala an. When it comes to Hazrat Abu Bakr, he is Siddiq Akbar. He is Siddiq Akbar. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq came. The first thing is that he went to Hazrat Umar Farooq, got hold of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an, and said to Hazrat Umar Farooq, sit. And when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq's hands touched Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Umar Farooq got his senses back and he sat. And the khutbah, very short here, he sat on the minbar and he says, Amma ba'ad, after praising Allah, man kana minkum ya'budu Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa inna Muhammadan kad mat. Any one of you here who worships Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam, the Rab sallallahu alayhi wasallam has passed away. Who are you worshipping? وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. And any one of you who worships Allah, then remember, Allah is Hay, the ever living. Death does not come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And slowly, slowly the companions came into control. And then this beautiful ayat, or ye bi akle kamil thi, selecting the right verse of the Quran. And he says, Wama Muhammadun illa Rasul, very loudly. And Hazrat Umar Farooq heard the verse. He says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kad khalat min qablihi rusul. Many messengers came before him. And all the messengers that came, they all tasted death, mat harik. Afa immata aw kutilan qalabtum ala aqabikum. Is it so that if death comes to any of the messengers, you will turn away from the teachings of the Prophet? And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an said this, subhanallah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an came back completely to his senses and he said, it was as if though I had never ever heard this ayat of the Quran, I am hearing it first time from the mouth of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And it is said that after that, every single sahabi did bay'ah to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And this is the ijma', a unanimous agreement of all the companions, sahabai kiram ajma'in. Insha'Allah ta'ala, in the next session we will continue from the khilafat that is given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Insha'Allah we will continue of the tajheez and the takfeen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Durushayk Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد بن أمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد بن أمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.